and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Tracy, what's going on today?
Hi, you guys. I am totally devastated. Back in October, I lost my mother's sapphire ring in a field where my daughter was having her wedding reception. It was supposed to be her something blue, and I reached in my pocket, and it was gone. So it's got to be in that field somewhere, but my husband thinks I'm crazy because I want to get a metal detector, and I'm going to go out there, and I want to scan the place. But he thinks I'm crazy. He says, it's gone, let it go. But you know what? If it was his buddies, and they had lost something, he'd be shoveling you-know-what to help his buddies. I just think he's being lazy. So I need you guys to convince him.
All right. Hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Joey.
This is Joey.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9.
Oh, man, I love you guys. Where did I win?
Thank you.
Unfortunately, nothing, Joe. Want to let you know we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Appreciate your compliment, but we're bringing you to court. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us she's very upset about the ring she lost. She wants you to get behind her whole metal detective work here to find this ring. Says that if it was your guys, you'd help them out. With her, she thinks you're just being lazy. What's going on here?
No. I can't believe she called you for this. Man, we've been over this time and time again. Look, it's under mud somewhere or it's missing. I'm not being lazy. I told her we've got pictures of the ring that I would replace the ring with another sapphire and make it look fantastic. We could do that. I'm willing to look around, you know, stores and see if we find something comparable. And like I said, get it replaced with a replica that looks exactly like it. But, I mean, just to go, that field is huge, man. I mean, we had like 400 people there. There's no way I'm going to be able to cover every inch with a metal detector. She's crazy.
Don't you call me crazy. That was my mom's wedding ring. You know that. There's no way to replace it. Besides, you know
baby, I don't mean you're crazy like crazy, but come on.
They have groups of people that go out with metal detectors and help you find it. Now, you can't tell me if it was Max or Bobby, you would be out there shoveling poop helping your friends. Why won't you just help me do this?
No. Let's be honest with these guys on the radio. We've been out there 5 different times with some family members trying to cover half a mile square of where we had the wedding reception. And now you want to bring in strangers? I mean, enough.
That's what they do. And if we had more people, I just think we could find it. Don't you believe in miracles? You know how devastated
I am. Yeah, but baby, what if a stranger finds it and decides to keep it? I mean, we don't know these people.
Well, guys, what we do is we put things to a vote and we can see what our audience says. They may agree with you, Joey, that maybe you need to just accept, Tracy, that it's gone and it's kind of making you nutty and you have to just move on with your life. But they may agree with you. Listen, you want to bring in these volunteer groups with the metal detectors to comb the area, if that's going to give you peace of mind, sure, why not?
Right?
Would you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, yes. We love you, Sarah. We'll do that.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
I would be, you know, I was heartbroken when my wedding ring disappeared, you know, and I, even though I kind of know that it was probably taken, I never give up hope that it's going to show up one day. So I understand Tracy's frustration of losing her mother's wedding ring, you know, in a field. But is she taking it too far in harboring this too long now that it's been 6 months later, if not longer, and she can't find it? Now she wants to bring out teams of people with metal detectors to search that field.
Keep searching as long as it's healthy. That's what I would suggest.
But is it not healthy at this point? Because that's what her husband's saying.
Mm.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm actually on the girl's side, woman's side. I don't think it's a completely outlandish idea to go and get some metal detectors and just take a look. I mean, it's not a crazy idea. And if I lost my mom's wedding ring, if she passed away, I would be devastated. I would be going crazy.
I mean, I understand that. I think everybody would, right? That's sad.
I mean, listen, Joe already said that they've been out there and searched like 6 times. So mm-hmm. There comes a time where you have to say the weather and everything like that has probably removed it from the area. And frankly, she could have dropped it someplace else. I mean, that's kind of the thing, too. Whenever you lose something, you think it might be somewhere, but it definitely could be somewhere else.
Raven,
right?
Do you know what you and Joe have in common this morning?
Crushing dreams?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Okay, that's what I was going for.
What do you think? Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. She lost her mother's wedding ring, and now she's devastated. They've been back to the field where she thinks she lost it to search for it like 5 times. Now she wants to bring in a team with metal detectors to comb it. Her husband, Joey, says that's enough. He's sick of going out there, and at this point, it's becoming like a sick obsession.
Well, they've searched over and over and over again, maybe half a dozen times. At the same time, if you've got a voice in your head that just keeps telling you you got to go back, then what do you do to calm that voice?
It's a Honda of Westport, Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. We want to hear from you, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I don't know. I'm kind of on his side, but I kind of feel like this is a bigger issue. She needs some therapy around the loss of her mother. This isn't really about the ring, because the ring's the ring. But she's holding on to this idea because she thinks that's all she has left of her mother. And so she's having a hard time letting go. Maybe she might want to seek some therapy. The ring thing has been 6 months.
Yeah.
She's having a hard time coping.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. She brings up a good point. It's like, it's heartbreaking to lose something, but it belongs to somebody that's gone. Like, it becomes more emotional even than the actual material of the item.
Yeah, I'll just say this, is that no person can tell anyone else how to grieve. Nobody else can tell somebody else how to feel about that. So to just chalk it up to, hey, this person needs therapy, maybe that's beneficial. Therapy's always beneficial, but does that really resolve this issue?
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, good morning. I'm on Joey's side. I believe if they already tried before, it would be very time-consuming and probably a financial cost, too.
We got you. Thanks for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I think that she should try one last time, and this way she knows she tried everything. And if she can't find it this time, she can let it go. And at least she knows she did everything she could.
You got to think that if you've got some feeling, some draw inside you that there might be a way, that you got to just kind of satisfy that, right? You got to get the answer.
Exactly. And since it's a family heirloom, it means a lot to her. So I think she should give it one last try.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Emily, whose side are you on this morning?
The mom's side. This ring is so important to her. I mean, I do believe in miracles. She should be looking for it, and her husband should help. I mean, this is so important to her, this ring.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tracy, our audience agreed with you. Joey, what's the big deal? If it's going to give her peace of mind that she's exhausted
every option. I knew they would, honey. I knew they would.
Right, like, what's the big deal? Bring in the people with their metal detectors. They do it for fun anyway. Let them go comb the field and look for that ring.
It's just a dude with that thing walking up and down the beach right now. Give that guy a job.
Right? Who knows, honey?
All right, I guess.
Miracle.
All right, we'll do it. All right, okay. But then after that, babe, come on.
I love you, baby.
Give it a shot. I love you. Let's give it a shot.
But okay. Right, Tracy, he's right, though. After this last effort, you have to understand that if this doesn't work, you got to move on, okay?
Yes, it's all I want. I just want a chance.
All right. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. Couplescore@star999.com.